Your conference is being recorded.
Okay, hi everyone. Welcome. This is Heather Van Kira. We're assembling for the 2018 JCP Executive Committee Meet the Candidates call leading up to our JCP EC elections for 2018. So our ballot for the elections this year opens on this coming Tuesday, the 6th of November, running through the 19th of November, and results will be available on the 20th of November, the next day, and our new EC members will take office December 4th, 2018. So if you're listening to this recording, if you're on WebEx, I'm showing right now the page that's linked from the jcp.org elections page. So I'll just go over a summary of the seats that are up for election this year, and then we'll have a chance to hear from each of the candidates who was able to join the call today for a two-minute introduction on who they are and why they're running for the JCP Executive Committee or running again for the Executive Committee, and then we'll have an opportunity to take some questions either from the chat or live from the people on the call. So this year, as I mentioned, all the eligible JCP EC members can vote in the ballot starting on Tuesday, November 6th. We do have 8 open ratified seats. So the ratified candidates are listed here. I'll walk through them as I ask each member to introduce themselves. And then we also have 3 elected seats open. For the 3 elected seats, we have 4 candidates. So we'll have an opportunity to hear from those 4 candidates. And then we have our newer class of executive committee seat, which is the associate seat. So we have 1 open seat for the 2018 elections, and we have 4 candidates for that open seat. I'm sorry, 5 candidates. 5 candidates for that open seat. So I'm going to go ahead and start at the top. And I'll just call out the candidates as they're listed alphabetically. If you're here, go ahead and take a couple of minutes to introduce yourself and state why you're running for the JCP Executive Committee seat. So starting with the ratified candidates, I'll start with Alibaba.
Hey, this is King Sam. Can you hear me?
Yes. Hi. Welcome.
Go ahead. Good. Thank you. I'm King Sam Chow. I have been working at Intel for about 20 years before I joined Alibaba. And right now, I am based in Hangzhou, China. It is a very beautiful city. I hope some of you can visit that place sometime in the future. Since I joined Alibaba and since I work in China, I have seen a lot of Java activities inside China. In fact, there are several Java users groups that are very active. The language they use to communicate about their activities is Chinese, and there is some connection with the rest of the Java and languages in the world as well. And we are very interested in bridging the gap between the Java developers in China and the rest of the world by overcoming 2 challenges. One is the language barrier, and the other one is the cultural barrier about how to communicate, what kind of things we do there. In addition to the China communities, Alibaba has been customizing OpenJDK for large-scale Java application development. We have found a lot of technologies that are useful for us. We have also developed some technologies. We hope that they are useful for the greater Java communities as well. So we are really looking forward to participate in the JCP EC community and working with everybody in the world to advance the Java technology. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, King Sam. Next on the page is listed Goldman Sachs. So Jackie or Jessica from Goldman Sachs. I'll come back to
Hello.
You.
Hello.
Okay. Hi.
Jessica here from Goldman Sachs.
Go ahead.
Oh, sorry, is it my turn? Sorry.
Just yeah, Jackie, you timed in at the perfect time. It is actually your turn. She just called your name.
Oh, I see. All right, okay. Well, hi, everyone. So, yes, we've been on the JCPEC for 4 years now, I think. So we've been sort of elected twice, and we're up again this year, and we continue to invest heavily on the Java language and the future of Java. We basically, a lot of our technology applications depend on Java, built on the Java-based. We've got over 130 million lines of Java code, thousands of Java developers, and historically we rely on the open source components as well as sort of multi-vendor relationships. So we've involved in lots of the Java community activities. We join a few Java user groups around the globe, and we participated and presented some of our interesting projects to the wider community. We presented at conferences as well. In fact, one of our VP, he's just recently recognized as a 2018 Java champion as well. And Goldman Sachs has also open sourced the Clips Collections library. It used to be called GS Collections. And also there are other sort of the ORM Java framework as well that's been open sourced. So so we believe in, yes, the Java language is really important to us, and we always push the boundary, work on the leading edge, and we've got lots of interesting challenges to solve, and we would like to use the opportunity of being on EC to keep on, you know, feedback to the community and help the future of Java to continue to evolve and improve. So okay. That's us.
Thank you. Next, I have JetBrains. Trisha or Anna? MicroDoc, I know Nicholas is on the phone.
Yes, hello. So Hendrik is not available today, so he says hi and asked me to come to this meeting. So my name is Nicolas Helu, and I'm representing MicroDoc, and we are based in Munich in Germany. And since 2014, we are like an Oracle business partner, and we hold this ratified seat in the JCP Executive Committee. And what we mainly do, that we provide like commercial and open source Java virtual machines to our customers, which are most of them, or close to all of them, are basically working in the embedded world, so in embedded systems. So why do we want to stay a member of the JCP Executive Committee? So it was really interesting to see what's going on the Oracle Code 1 last week. And there are more and more people are looking towards solutions in the back end, solutions which are implemented in Java. And we saw great talks about Oracle Cloud and Azure Cloud and AWS. And there are a lot of new technologies coming up on the server side. But we see that the servers is not the only world where Java is important. So since with our customers and our business, we are more looking into the embedded world, and the embedded world is very special. So we think, we have the feeling that this kind of gets out of focus nowadays. So you have all cars and you have trucks, smart home devices, you know, all these IoT ecosystems you have nowadays, and you have completely different interfaces to what you see on the server side. So in a car, you have like a CAN bus, you have like direct access to a modem, and you have GPS sensors and all kinds of other sensors. And since these embedded systems are getting more and more powerful, they are capable of running a Java virtual machine on one side, but on the other side, you're still very restricted in memory and CPU power in the embedded world compared to the server world. And that's why we think it is very important that the embedded world is still represented in the JCP executive committee, so that someone has an eye on the needs of this part of the Java ecosystem or the Java world. And I think that's why we want to still be part of the JCP executive committee and participate in this committee to keep an eye on the embedded world. Thank you, Nicholas.
I know Volker's on the line for SAP.
Yes, I'm here. Hi, everybody. So I think SAP is on the EC since the very beginning, if I remember that right. I'm representing SAP in the EC for, I think, the last 3 or 4 years, which was a very interesting experience. SAP is not only involved in the JCP, where we worked on many JSRs, mostly EE JSRs before, but SAP is also the biggest external contributor to the OpenJDK project, which produces the reference implementation of Java SE. And SAP is committed to continue working in both OpenJDK on the reference implementation as well as on the JCP. We are committed to keep Java open and freely available to everybody. That's why we have also started to build our downstream version of the OpenJDK called Submachine. We also have a commercially licensed version of Java called SAP JVM. Our main goal in the JCP is to work on a closer collaboration between the JCP and the OpenJDK project. And our final goal would be to finally open up the TCK for everybody, not only for OpenJDK, but also for independent implementation. This is one of the biggest problems we currently see with Java SE that we have today. That's basically all from us. Thanks for listening, and please roll us into the TC.
Okay, thank you, Volker. Next, we have Software AG, Prasad.
Yes, thank you, Heather. Hello, everyone. This is Prasad Yenluri for Software AG. Software AG had been a long-standing active member of Java communities, established in 1969. Software AG as a company is a major Java-centric enterprise software vendor. We have more than 10,000 customers worldwide, and we have established in more than 70 countries and with about 1 billion euros. So we're not that large, but we're kind of a medium-scale company. We're one of the largest companies in Germany, however. Software AG is a unique Java-centric product platform portfolio encompasses the WebMethods, Apama, Aris, Terracotta, Adabas, Cumulocity, Zementis, etc. business lines. Basically, they encompass different areas, including intelligent business operations, cloud, business process management, integration, databases, mobile, IoT, serverless computing, API management, etc. So we are in different areas of the spectrum of software, which is all based on Java centric middleware. I think we have a lot of interest in seeing the success of Java as a platform as well as technologies. As a long standing member of JCP and active member of many expert groups and also chair, we bring the unique perspective of a medium scale vendor and significant Java technology provider and consumer. We certainly appreciate the opportunity to be on the JCP Executive Committee. As I mentioned, we are very much committed to seeing the success of Java in all facets of it, including SE and ME, and in particular the JCP. We have been on JCP for a few years now, and we certainly appreciate that, and we certainly hope that you vote for us again. We would like to ensure the success of Java platform, not only for the communities as a whole, but we also have selfish interest of seeing the success of our own customers and our company. So we'll definitely come to Java and look forward to being on the Xunity Committee again if possible. Thank you.
Okay, thanks, Prasad. So the last ratified candidate is the Bank of New York Mellon. I believe Don is on the phone.
Yes, here, Heather. Can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead, Don.
Okay, so thank you, everyone. So my name is Donald Robb. I'm a managing director and instructional coach at BNY Mellon, which, you know, is an abbreviation for Bank of New York Mellon. So a little bit about BNY Mellon. We have a large technology footprint, around 13,000 technologists and developers globally. We have a very large Java footprint, over 100 million lines of Java code under management. And the technology division, which is, you know, quite large, is supporting the role of the bank as a leading provider of clearing, payments, custody, and asset management services to the global financial markets. BNY Mellon is one of the largest investments companies with overseas $33.6 trillion in assets under custody. So Java technology is an increasingly important footprint to the bank. What we're looking to, and if you look at BNY Mellon as a bank, and it was founded in 1784, originally by Alexander Hamilton, it's over 230 years old. And I think similarly in the Java space, and the thing we're interested in, is basically longevity, right? Java's been around now for 23 years, and we're looking forward to seeing it, you know, continue to be the most popular language and the most productive language to work in for the next 20 years. This is something, the bank needs to keep running. Java is increasingly an important part of that. And part of that important story as well is not just, the programming language, the libraries out there, which, this very rich ecosystem. It's about the community. If you look at the number of Java developers we have, globally, we have, once again, several thousand Java developers ourselves, somewhat large internal community. There's now, quoted by Oracle, 12 million Java developers out there. And, it's a huge community to, drive forward and tap into. And some of the things, we're looking to do and, participate is really help our internal community get in touch with the external community. And things that we do there is, a little bit about myself. I'm the actual creator of the Eclipse Collections Travel Library, and I continue at the Eclipse Foundation as a committer and active project lead on the project. And we're basically, there trying to drive more and more contributions to the project and to grow the ecosystem there. We also have, a member of our team, Chandra Gunter, who works with me in New York, is one of the co-leads of the New York Java SIG, of which, we both have presented at, separately, as well as we've sponsored, hosting the New York Java SIG on site. And that's something we'll look to continue to do, because once again, we look at the importance of the, Java platform, not just being the software, which, obviously we run everything on, but it's, the community as well.
That's good. I got to keep to the timetable here. That was getting a little long.
Sorry. Sounds good. Thanks, Heather.
All right. Thanks, Don. I actually have one more ratified candidate before we move on to the elected candidates. It's B2Com. Leo, are you on the call? Great. So that concludes the ratified candidates. All of this information that the candidates just went through is available on jcp.org. So the way the ratified candidates work is that full and partner members vote yes or no on the ratified candidates. Next, we come to the elected candidates. And as I mentioned, there are four candidates. There are three open seats. So that means that when you vote for these seats, you're picking three. So you're casting three votes to fill the three open seats. So I'll go through these candidates. We can meet these candidates and hear why they're running. Start with Azul Systems. Simon or Gil? Go ahead.
Yep. This is Simon here. So I'll fill in because Gil apparently is having some problems with his voice. So I shall be presenting on behalf of Azul. Azul Systems, everything we do is about Java. We're very much focused on Java. All of our business is Java. And we've been on the JCP Executive Committee since 2011. We're very active in terms of what we do around the JCP, not just on the executive committee. So we're on the expert group for JSRs for Java SE 9, Java SE 10, Java SE 11, and Java SE 12 at the moment. We're also being involved quite hard in pushing for the protection of intellectual property rights, making sure that the way that the intellectual property flows through the JCP process ensures that everybody gets everything that they need to build implementations. Other than that, we are a contributor to the OpenJDK, which, as was stated before, is the reference implementation of the Java SE specification. So we have a lot of involvement around OpenJDK. We are the project lead on OpenJDK 6. We took that over from Red Hat when they decided they didn't want to continue with that. So we're still upstreaming backported security fixes and bug fixes into OpenJDK 6. We also produce the Zulu Community Edition, which is a free build of the OpenJDK as an alternative to other providers of that. And we are, as I said, a big supporter of the whole Java ecosystem. We go to a lot of JUG visits worldwide. Both Gil and I are Java champions. We present at a lot of conferences organized by JUGs. We present a lot on not just what we're doing internally, but we also do a lot of education around Java SE, what's happening with the specification, what the directions of Java are, and things like that. So that's really our kind of work. So I would encourage everybody to vote for us. Thank you.
All right. Next, new candidates, the Chicago Java's user groups. I'm not sure if Janine's on the line. I know Bob is, so I hand it over to you.
I'm here. Hello. So we have a new candidate this year. We're Java user group located in Chicago. So for us, our big thing is involving more of the community and having them have more direct feedback into the JSR process. We strongly support the new JSR to streamline the process as well. Our board members have a couple of current Java champions, so Bob Pollan and Michael Manella. We also have a couple of podcasts, our Off Heap and Java Pub House, where we talk about current Java news, new things coming up that the community cares about, news in general about the platform, and talk about upcoming JSRs. Thank you for your support.
Okay, thanks, Janine. Next, we have the Eclipse Foundation. Mike?
Hi there. My name is Mike Milinkovich. I'm the executive director of the Eclipse Foundation. We've been, I believe, on the JCP since 2007, so we've been around for quite a while. And as far as I know, we're the only open source foundation that holds a seat on the JCP Executive Committee. A couple of reasons why you should consider voting for the Eclipse Foundation include things like with Jakarta EE and the migration of Java EE to the Eclipse Foundation, making sure that we are in sync with the JCP and having that link between the two organizations, I think, is going to be healthy. In terms of innovation and collaboration, a few people have already mentioned Eclipse Collections on this call, and of course it's hosted as an Eclipse project, and that's just one example of many, many projects, including things like Jetty, JNoSQL, more now Glassfish, that are, you know, certainly well-known, prominent open source projects within the Java community and larger Java ecosystem that are hosted at the Eclipse Foundation. Definitely we're a place where a lot of innovation is happening. And I think our particular wrinkle interest beyond sort of making sure that the JCP is supportive of open source and that all the licensing regimes are enabling open source is we're very focused on ensuring the ability for independent implementations of Java to continue. So, and in particular, the Eclipse Foundation has hosted the Eclipse compiler for Java and is now the host of Eclipse OpenJ9, which is a Java virtual machine. So there's definitely areas where we're very interested in making sure that the JCP process helps to continue to support independent implementations. So with that, thank you for your time, and I hope we can count on your support.
Okay, thanks, Mike. Next, the last candidate for the three elected seats is the London Java community. Martin is on the phone, I believe. I saw him on the WebEx, so just checking, we can't hear you or anyone else from the London Java community. All right, we'll come back to this one. So we'll move on to the candidates for the associate seats, listed here in alphabetical order. So we'll start with Joseph Arua. Joseph. No, Joseph. Marcus Beal. Is Marcus on the phone?
Yes, can you hear me?
Hi, Marcus. Yes, I can. Go ahead.
Okay, great. So I start. Okay, so my name is Marcus Beal. I have a degree in computer science. I developed in Java since 2001, so that's about 17 years now. I'm really passionate about Java. I mean, I tried some other programming languages like PHP or C++, C, and so on, but yeah, really only Java stick to me. I developed in Java SE, EE, and also some ME. Besides, yeah, what else can I say? I worked in various industries like IT, finance, retail, or telecommunications. I've done applications for desktop, like in Swing, and server applications like Batch, SOAP, or REST. In 2008, I did my SCJP, my Sun Certified Java Programmer, for Java 6. Yeah, in 2015, I started a Java blog and a YouTube channel where I'm teaching Java to beginners. This is something that I think is really important because, I mean, there's a lot of resources for advanced and expert developers online, but I think there's only few things for really beginners. And I think the beginners are really important. I mean, they are our future, so I think it's really worth to focus on them. So with my YouTube channel so far, I received almost 200,000 views. And, yeah, I think I became one of the best-known Java influencers in the world. Over all my social media channels, I have up to 70,000 followers. Yeah, what else? Talks? Yeah, I did talks and keynotes all over the world. For example, JPoint, JPrime, JAX London, or JVC and Conf. I also work as a technical reviewer for various Java books. For example, at the moment, I'm reviewing a book for my friend Malagupta, Java 11 Quick Start. I also reviewed Effective Java 3 or Java SE for the really impatient. Yeah, what else besides? I'm really an active part of the Java community, I think. I'm an active member of the local Java user group and also the local craftsmanship community. I did speak at the VJAC, at the Edinburgh and Dublin JAC. Next year, I'm planning to organize also, I help to organize Java Land in Germany. And, yeah, maybe to come to a conclusion, I'm really a very passionate Java developer, and I want to bring the ideas of clean code and craftsmanship to the JCP. And, yeah, I think I can say I'm a true individual with no big company behind me, and I want to represent the non-commercial Java community in the JCP.
Okay.
So that's it from my side. Thanks for your work.
All right. Next, we have Ivar Grimstad.
Hello. You hear me?
Yes. Go ahead.
Yes. I'm sorry about the noise there. I'm in the middle of some Halloween torch. Kind of lots of people in the woods, but I'll do my best. So. Well, I'm serving the end of my first period, or 2 years period, in the executive committee. And, I'm also involved in the Eclipse Foundation at the Jakarta EE project. I'm also the PMC for, EE4J. And, the reason I want to join, or continue staying on the EC is that, now that EE has moved away to Eclipse Foundation, I think it's very important that we also have the connection back to the JCP, so that we can handle things in a good way, with both the standardization organizations and in a cooperative way. like for Java SE 12 now, they're removing stuff that will make things difficult for Java EE. But since we're moved to Jakarta EE, we will be able to handle that. So to be able to catch those things and stay in both sides of the community, that's why I'm running for this seat. And I'm also a individual, no companies behind me, and I'm representing the community. So if you vote for me, you vote for the community. I think that should cover it.
Okay. Thanks, Ivar. Next, we have the Izmir Jug.
Yes, thank you, Ivar. Are you there?
Hi. Yes, go ahead.
Okay. Hi, everyone. I'm representing Izmir Java user group. I'm a software engineer working at Netash. Our vision is, as Izmir Jug, bringing young people, especially university students, to join the Java ecosystem and contribute to expanding the Java community. So we have organizing events and webinar in universities. And we enjoyed using the core Java, coding sessions with the Java EE and microservices from beginning, and the basic artificial intelligence projects with the Deep Learning 4G in events for the get young people to get ready to business world with Java technologies. So we observed that too much collaboration on these sections in event and discussed to get participation to Izmir Jug. So that's why we're interested in GCP community. Yeah, thank you.
Okay, thank you. All right, so that was our four candidates for the one associate seat that's open this year. So how this works is, if you are an associate member of the JCP, this is the seat that you're eligible to vote for in the election. So when you log on to vote in the elections, you will select the candidate that you would prefer to fill the associate seat that's open for the 2018 election. So those are the four candidates that are on the ballot coming up on Tuesday. We did miss a couple of candidates as we went through, so I'll go ahead and see if anyone joined, and then we'll go ahead and take your questions. So if you have a question, you can put them either in the WebEx chat, or when I pause to ask for questions, you can share them verbally. So we missed JetBrains in the beginning. Do we have anyone on the call from JetBrains? And also the London Java community.
Yes, I think I'm on now, hopefully.
Okay, go ahead. Hi, Martin.
Cool, hi. Yeah, hi, everyone. I'm Martin Vivek. I co-lead the London Java community. We've been on the JCP Executive Committee for about 5 or 6 years now. We originally joined after the Apache Foundation left, and our reasoning was that we felt there needed to be a stronger voice for the day-to-day Java developers at the executive committee level, and to bring sort of their needs and wants, as well as some extra technical gravitas or technical checking on some of the specifications that were going through the JCP at the time. Our mandate really is to try to, as much as possible, ensure that the standards that the JCP produces are open in terms of open source, both in reference implementations and TCKs. We actually think that the move of Java EE to Jakarta EE under Eclipse was actually greatly beneficial to the whole ecosystem, and we will continue to focus on Java SE to keep that as open and free as possible. To that end, we started several years ago the Adopt a JSR campaign to get day-to-day Java developers involved in Java specifications, not only providing technical input into reference implementations and TCKs, but also thinking about, you know, intellectual property flows and other sort of impacts that might harm or be beneficial to a day-to-day developer. Recently, we also launched Adopt OpenJDK, which is a new build farm for OpenJDK, which will provide OpenJDK binaries long-term support for free for all the viable platforms. So we really see Java as a piece of public infrastructure, a piece of public good for the whole software industry, and that's what we'll continue to push. Thank you.
Okay. All right, thanks, Martin. So that was London Java Community. Went back to the elected candidates, so four candidates for three open seats. We also missed in the ratified candidates V2Com, so JetBrains and V2Com. Is anyone on the call from JetBrains or V2Com?
Yes, V2Com is here. I'm sorry I joined late.
Okay. All right, go ahead. Hi, Leo.
Yeah, so hello, I'm Leonardo Lima, and the prime rep for East. V2Coms, we're currently in the executive committee since 2014. V2Com is an IoT company. We do embedded development and also server-side development, and we are very extensive in our use of Java. We try to use Java as much as possible everywhere we go, and we want to continue to be able to do that, and that's why we're really invested in promoting the use of embedded Java. Not only Java is very well used on the server side, but on the embedded side, you cannot be forgotten. So we are carrying this torch as a company that has embedded use cases as well. And last year, I carried the torch for the Java ME working group inside the EC to try and rekindle that platform. But now we are kind of going forward to the Java 11 embedded. So that's what we want to do. Continue to foster Java on all environments, and we can want to your vote yes to allow us to do that.
Okay.
That's pretty much for me.
All right, thank you. All right, so we had a chance to hear from the candidates. We had one, Joseph. Did Joseph join? That was the other person I could come back to. Okay, so we had a chance to hear from all the candidates who did join the call today. I'd like to turn it over to anyone who would like to ask a question of the candidates that they didn't cover during their introduction. So if you have any questions, you can go ahead and share them now verbally or send them to me privately on the WebEx chat. Any questions? Okay, I don't see any questions on the chat. Does anyone on the call have a question to ask of the candidates? Okay, I think that must mean that all of the candidates were very thorough in their work that they did to prepare their qualification statements and their bios. On jcp.org, there also are some position papers, so that was an optional part of the nominations process that EC candidates can prepare a position statement, so that goes into a little bit more detail. So I encourage all of you to take a look at these materials. So it's all available on jcp.org. All eligible JCP members will receive an email notification on Tuesday, November 6th. To go and vote from the VoteNet website. The EC elections are run by VoteNet for jcp.org. So please vote. It's important. Thanks to all of the candidates for the time that you put into preparing your materials and for making time in your schedule today to share with us information about your candidacy. So we look forward to finding out the results of the elections, and thanks for taking the time to listen to this call today. I'll go ahead and
thank
close
you.
The call.
Thanks for organizing it.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you.
Bye. Bye.